Blessings, everyone. My name is David Bullock Sr., and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Relationship and Not Religion. Coming out of the King James Version of the Bible, if you would quickly turn with me to Matthew, we're going to Matthew the 6th chapter. I'm going to read a popular verse that a lot of us know, but when I read it, it some things jumped off like the page at me. I actually want to share them with you for a brief moment here. We'll go to Matthew the 6th chapter. I'm going to jump down to the 33rd verse, and it makes a statement here. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When I read that, certain things are jumping off the page at me. And when I say jumping off the page at me, there's a reason why some of us are not walking in the blessings that God has for us. And it explains it to you right here in this verse right here. It says, "But seek ye first." God talking about seeking God first. Okay? So before we get too deep into that, the question is, are you walking in the realm, like it says here in the scripture, all these things being added unto you? Are you walking in all these things realm? If you're not walking in the all these things realm, there's a possibility that you have not done some of the mandates in there to walk in the realm of those type of blessings. It says that, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." We need to seek God's kingdom first. We need to put God first and not make him a secondary priority. If that makes sense to anybody. Because the Bible makes a statement in John, 3 John, the first chapter, the second verse. Let's turn there real quick. 1 John. 1 John. The second chapter, the first chapter, and the third verse. Here we go. And it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you are prosperous and in good health, even as your soul prospers." That's scripture. So going back to Matthew 6, it makes a statement. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." The prosperity is supposed to be already added unto you. But you have to hit the two mandates in here that need to be taken care of. Well, first of all, seek ye first the kingdom. When Moses came down and he gave the Ten Commandments, one of them is that I will have no other gods before me. God's not going to play second. Okay? Bible makes a statement in the Old Testament that says, "I'm a jealous God. I'm a jealous God." He wants to be placed first, the priority in your life. A lot of us, we don't put God as a priority. We put God as a second and or an afterthought. And that tells me that we don't have a proper relationship with him. Because if we had a proper relationship with God, he would be the priority. Seek ye first the kingdom. We need to go first after God. Everything else falls behind that. If you can fix the relationship between you and God, then you can fall into the realm of the second half of this verse that we mentioned, which says all these things will be added unto you. So you need to, in order to walk in the realm of all these things, first thing you got to do is you got to seek first the kingdom. You got to put God first. He needs to be your priority. He needs to be the one that you go to first before you go to anyone else, before you go to your prayer partner, before you go to your spouse, before you go to your pastor. Go to God first, if that's making sense to anybody. Because when you go to anyone else prior to going to God, What you're doing is you're asking flesh to give you an answer to spiritual manifestation. Let me break that down. I'm going to ask someone else what God's will is for my life when all I have to do is ask God. Why would I go to the resource and not go to the source. So I need to put God first in everything. Everything. And once I can fix and establish that relationship, putting God first in everything, then all these things are lined up. All these things will be added unto us. Let's turn to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And let's drop down to, we're just going to look at the first and second verse of Deuteronomy 28. Let's get there real quick. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28. Keep your finger back in Matthew because we're going to be going back to that in a little bit. Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2 says here, it says, and it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. Come on, diligently. You need to put God first. Under the voice of the Lord, to observe and do all his commandments, not the ones that make us feel good. Come on. All his commandments which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come unto thee and overtake thee if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord. If you listen to the voice of God, don't put anything else before the voice of God. Seeking first the kingdom of God. And he says that there's a reward for that. He's going to place you somewhere high, and the blessings are going to come to you. I'm talking to the one today who's tired of doing just enough and can't get by. There are blessings out there for you, but there's certain mandates you need to do. There's certain priorities you have to take place. Certain things you have to do prior to in order for the blessings to start to flow in your life. And one is to be obedient. The Bible states that obedience is better than sacrifice. Come on. So I need to be obedient to God. And one thing God is saying he wants us to do is right here, like we've been reading in Matthew 6 and 30. Seek ye first the kingdom. Go after God first, and everything else will be added unto you. Now, there is you could be like the woman in the book of Luke. Let's look at that real quick. Luke, the 8th chapter. Switch over to Luke, the 8th chapter. I want to go to the 8th chapter. I want to drop down to the 43rd verse. Luke 8. Glory to God. I want you to walk in your blessings. I want you to walk in what God wants you to, he's called you to walk into. I don't want you to walk around with the spirit of just enough and I just can't quite make it. No, that's not what God has called you to do. Luke 8, drop it down to verse 43. 43 says, and a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years has spent all her living upon physicians, and neither could heal her anyway. She went to the arm of flesh before she went to Christ. By the time she got to Christ, she was broke and still had her issue. Some of us, by the time we get on our knees and start to pray, we've exhausted everything else. We've lost so much. Now we want to pray. I got a revelation for you. Why don't we pray at the beginning so God can get the glory? Why don't we pray at the beginning? Keep your money, because they said she spent all her finances, and then she went to go see Christ. Why don't you hold on to what you got? Go before the Lord so you don't lose anything. Only thing you're doing is gaining. We just read in John. It says, I wish above all things that you be prosperous and in good health. Then it says begging and pleading. It says prosperous and in good health. Even as your soul starts to prosper. What do you mean as your soul starts to prosper? Your soul is prospering because you're putting God first. God's going to build up that inner man. Is that helping someone out here? Once the inner man starts getting built up, it's going to shine on the outside. Come on, let's go a little bit further. Back over to Matthew. Matthew 6. We seek ye first the kingdom. So we keep seeking the kingdom, we're going to see some stuff. Is that helping someone out here? If we keep seeking the kingdom, we're going to see some things. But the second piece in it that you have to do, it says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Ooh. It didn't say seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness. You've got to seek after God's righteousness. See, because your righteousness, let's get a definition here. Righteousness means nothing more than right standing. the way you see yourself, you always going to see yourself in the right standing position. Come on. But God is not seeing you like that, because you're not seeking after his right standing, his righteousness. You're seeking after your own. So we need to seek after God's righteousness. We need to seek after God's right standing. Let's go real quick to Isaiah. Come on, keep your finger here in Matthew. We're going to swing over to Isaiah, Old Testament. Let's go to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah, the 64th chapter. Let's see here, Isaiah. Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64. There we go. Isaiah 64 and 6 makes the statement here that says, but we are all as unclean thing, as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we are all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities are like the wind which taketh us away. It says, our righteousness is a filthy rag. That's why it says when we're seeking the kingdom of God, because a lot of us are seeking the kingdom of God, but we want to seek the kingdom of God in our own comfort zone, in our own righteousness, and what we consider is right. When God says, I got something else, I need you to seek after, but you need to seek after in my righteousness and not yours. Why? Because we just read in Isaiah, our righteousness, our right standing is nothing more than filthy rags to God. We need to start moving in the realm that God wants us to move into. Jesus made the statement before he went to the cross. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Sometimes God's will is not easy, and it's not easy because we are fighting against it. If we would just sit back and ride the wave of the Holy Spirit, God will take us where we need to go. But all we got to do, come on, flip me back to Matthew. But all we got to do, Matthew 6 and 30, what we got to do, 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. In other words, I need for you to build my kingdom and do it in my right standing and not in your strength and in your right standing. A lot of us, we're trying to move forward in God, but we're doing it under our own steam. We're doing it under our own mentality. Does not the Bible make the statement that his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts? So for all of us to understand God, we have to put on a mind of Christ. Only way you're going to do that, you're going to have a relationship with him, a deeper relationship with him. Come on now. Most married couples who've been married for some time now, they get to the point that, you know, they can almost finish each other's sentences. They can talk back and forth. And I know what you're getting ready to say. That look on your face tells me something, and I know what that means. And that's a deep relationship. We need to have the same type of deep relationship with God. The deep. So when it gets to the point when it's time for us to move, we don't question. Come on now, we don't question. David made the statement in the 23rd Psalm. He said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on, I will fear no evil. He said, well, the reason why he said that, because he said, thou art with me. Come on, God. I know God is with me. So I can walk through this thing that might look dangerous. I can do this thing that might be questionable to somebody else. But I know God has got me. You have to know God has got you. And every situation and every circumstance that you're going through, that God is there. He's on the throne. He's got everything under control. You need to understand that. And the only way that's going to happen is you got to get to a deeper relationship with God. You have to get so deep in a relationship with God that you're not swayed when someone says something to you. The Bible talks about in the New Testament how some of us are swayed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Every time somebody wants to say something and do something, we're swaying this way, we're swaying that way with it. Why don't we stop for a minute and listen to the voice of God? Come on. Get into your prayer closet. Get into your word and get into your word and start to understand what God is trying to say to you. The Bible makes a statement in the New Testament that tells you to study to show yourself approved unto God. He said, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. you don't always have to go run to someone to explain God's word to you. Why don't you read the word and get into your prayer time and say, God, you said it, explain it to me. Come on. When someone is trying to give you instruction and you don't always understand it, you need to go to the person that's giving you the instruction so you can get a clearer understanding of the instruction so you don't mess up when you have to go out and do the task. So God said, I need you to build my kingdom, but I need you to build my righteousness. Well, Lord, I need to understand what your kingdom is. And then I need to understand what your righteousness is. Because you said here in Isaiah, my righteousness is as a filthy rag. So I don't understand. So I need to be able to walk out what you would want me to walk out and be successful in what you called me to do so I can be successful in my calling. A lot of us were walking in our calling under our own steam. Or walking in our calling under our own interpretation of what God is saying, instead of asking God, don't interpret it, just break it down to me, Lord. God will break it down to you so you have no question. You know exactly what's going on. You'll be able to walk this thing out all the way through. Come on. Let's get a little deeper in this. Let's get just a little bit deeper in this. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Electronic devices want to act up on me. That's okay. Let's turn real quick to Psalms 37. David has always got something to say in the book of Psalms. Psalms 37. Hallelujah. If we go to the book of Psalms, Psalm 37, and I want to drop down to Psalms 37. Let's go here to Psalm 37, verse 4. 37, verse 4. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. How many of you out there got desires? You got things you want God to do for you. Come on. By delighting yourself in the Lord, you're building his kingdom. Come on, like we read earlier. You're doing it under his righteousness and not your own. Come on. See, because when you start wrapping yourself in God's righteousness, you start to see how what you've been doing all this time is not good enough for God. So I need to start pushing myself higher. Come on. If I tell you nothing else today, I'm going to give you a word of encouragement. Push yourself in the Lord. Push yourself. Become greater than what you are right now. Because God has called you to greatness. So you need to be greater than you are right now. We have just entered a brand new year. We're in 2022. And everything that happened in 2021, go ahead and leave it behind. Some of us had some trying times. We had some turbulence we went through. I'm not even talking about that. We're going to shake that off and keep it moving. I'm talking about even the greatness that you had in 2021. Go ahead and shake that off. Why? Because you were in a new era, a new phase, a new dispensation. We've crossed over to a new year. We're in 2022. And in 2022, yes, use 2021 as a memory, but move forward in 2022 so you can walk in with everything that God's got even greater for you. You have to look at it like this. What you went through before, whether it be 2021 or 2020 or whatever the case may be, the situation you went through last week, that's setting you up for a preparation for what you're getting hit next. 2021 was nothing but a preparation for what you're going to do in 2022. This greatness coming your way. But you have to know this within yourself. How do we know this? Stop worrying and dealing with the past. I'm going to build the kingdom. And as I build the kingdom, as I lay that first brick, I'm not worried about that brick because it's there, because I'm going to lay another one on top of it, and one on top of that, and one. I'm going to keep building up from there. I'm not going to stop and look back down at the first brick again. No, because it's already taken care of. It's moved to the side. God said, I'm trying to bring you up greater. Doesn't that the Bible say he's going to take you from glory to glory and from faith to faith? I don't know about you, but I want to move up in a different levels of glory, the glory of God. I want to move up in more levels of faith. Ooh, yeah. I said, yes, I want to move to more levels of faith. You know what's going to happen? It's going to get tried. I have to trust God more and more and more. That's how faith comes up. Doesn't that Bible say, it talks about without faith, it's impossible to please God? Come on. So as God starts to increase me, he's going to start to increase my level of faith. He's going to start a piece of glory around me. What glory? Not my glory, God's glory. And yet, to the point you start to become invisible, and God becomes visible through you because you're moving it in Him in higher and higher levels of glory. The glory clouds are going to start to come around you. This is what the scripture is talking about. Your gift will make room for you. Your glory cloud will get into the room before you get there and set every crooked way straight. It's going to upset some people that don't like the glory that's on you, but don't worry. The Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. They'll get a piece and taste of that glory too. Come on. As I start to move in God, as we start to step up into the realm He wants us to be in, we just read it in Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord. A lot of us, we have an issue with delighting ourselves, getting comfortable in God. God did not want us to struggle and strain. God set you up to live a life of leisure. So if I believe this to be true, if He set you up for a life of leisure, then why are you struggling in your mind? What do you mean set up a life to be a life of leisure? Well, when he put the garden in place, He gave Adam everything he needed. I just need you to just hang out there and just relax. That correlates all to what we read in 3 John. I wish above all things that you be prosperous and in good health. Because it's time for you to relax. We just read here in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Oh, Jesus. If you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you all the desires of your heart. So what we're going to do here, we need to pray against the spirit of depression and oppression. Because you can't be delighting yourself in God and you're depressed and you're oppressed. Come on. You truly don't have a good tangible relationship with God if you're walking around depressed and oppressed. Hey, I'm talking, and I'm preaching to myself now. You know, this is coming from me because I've walked this thing. When a spirit of oppression and depression comes, and that tells me that there's a break in the relationship between you and God. Because it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I can't have a weak moment if I have joy in the Lord, because He's going to build up my strength. Yes, you may look crazy to people that you're having a joyous time in the midst of adversity. You're having a joyous time in the midst of everything falling apart. But guess what? If my God shall supply all my needs, He's going to take care of me. I'm not worried about the situation. Come on now. It's not designed. You're not designed. You are not meant to worry about the situation. You're designed to bask in, right? We just write right here. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. While we're in Psalms 37, let's start at the top. I saw something in here. Ooh, Jesus. It says, Psalms 37:1 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the works of iniquity. So what? They're prospering. Guess what? It's going to fall because they're prospering under their own strength. You prosper under God, it's not going to fall. It's not going to fall. Ooh, and it makes that statement here a little bit further. Psalms 37, we'll go to verse 2. It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Come on now. He's asking you to trust. In other words, He's asking you to have faith in Him. I'm going to take care of you. I've got you taken care of. All your needs are met. Come on now. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He's going to take care of you. God's going to take care of you. This message is for someone today. This word is for someone today that's worrying and trying to figure out how they're going to make it to tomorrow, how they're going to make it to the next area. Guess what? All you got to do is trust. Everything's going to line up. A very wise general in God's army who's going on home with the Lord used to make the statement. He says, you have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Once you've got that faith in God, stuff's going to start to line up. I'm telling you. It's going to start to line up. God's going to start to do some things for you. And keep going to Psalm 37. Get down to verse 4. Where we originally started this act. It says here, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you desires of your heart. Hey, verse 5 says here. It says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. bring what to pass. Everything I've got on the altar, everything that I'm praying for, everything that's causing me issue, if I put it on, God's going to take care of it. God's going to take care of it. Verse 5 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Also trust. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light. The righteousness of God that's put in you, he's going to bring it forth. He's going to show you some things. He's going to show you how to walk out this thing with no fear, faith, and trust in him. Commit your ways to God. Come on. Fix your righteousness, because like he said, the righteousness is a filthy rag. So as I'm building the kingdom of God first, I'm putting God first, I'm putting his righteousness first, I'm putting everything, I'm just giving it all to God. Guess what? Since he's the author and the finisher of your faith, which means he wrote it out, author, and he finished it. So he knows what he's capable of doing through you if you allow him to do it through you. If you allow him to do it through you, you're just going to be a witness for him. Come on, people. Come on, it's right here. David made it very clear here in the book of Psalms. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how others are doing. What this is telling me right here, this first verse right here, Psalms 37 and 1, don't look at how everybody else is prospering. Stay in your lane. Stay focused on what God has for you. And if you stay focused on what God has for you, come on now. God is going to, he said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will take care of you. Let's end this in a prayer. And I want to pray that depression, no pressure, go away, and you start delighting yourself in God. I want to pray that God opens up your spiritual eyes so you can see the way he sees you, because he created you. You can see these things. So Father God, we come right now. And I thank you for everything that you've done, all the words that have gone out, all the seeds that have been sown into the lives of your people today, Lord. I pray they go down deep. And when the proper season comes, Father God, the fruit comes of these things, Lord. As we close out this session, we give you praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' mighty and precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, everyone, that's all the time I got today. I want you to catch me next time for the next issue we're going to have, or the next series we're going to have, dealing with relationship and not religion. And until next time, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.